My name is Jim Edgar, and in this podcast from Learn IT to Teach, I met with Dr. Ken Beattie at the TESOL Canada 2012 conference in Kamloops, BC. I asked Dr. Beattie why he thought it was important for language teachers to use technology in the classroom.
Hi, my name is Dr. Ken Beattie. I'm a TESOL professor with Anaheim University and the author of more than 160 books. I write a lot about technology, computer-assisted language learning in particular. And one of the questions that I'm often asked is, what's the point? Why should we be using technology in the classroom? There's a lot of reasons. And one of the biggest reasons is it increases, or it can increase, your effectiveness and your efficiency as a teacher. Let's face it, nobody wants to go home on a Friday night and spend the entire weekend working and preparing lessons and doing things that essentially could be done in advance or through the aid of technology in some ways. Increasingly, also, students are finding opportunities to use the technology to hand in their assignments, to create assignments, and essentially to deal with the world in a more complicated way than just using paper and pen. So, for example, a student who could take a tape recorder or a digital camera or a video camera out to do an assignment that otherwise they would have written a paragraph or something about is actually not using less language, they're using more. They're having to engage in the world using technology. So this is essentially computer-mediated communication. So it's a great opportunity. Another problem that I often hear from teachers is, well, I don't have time. I don't have time to learn the technology. But in fact, you do. Or rather, you don't. What I mean by that is, get your students to do it. In the end, they can teach you, and they can certainly teach each other. A student who has a skill in a particular area with technology, using a program such as VoiceThread or VoxelPop or PowerPoint or Prezi or anything, they can teach somebody else if you put them into groups. An important way to do this is rather than give them an assignment and say, okay, I want everybody to do a PowerPoint, you say, everyone, I want you to do a presentation. You figure out the best way to do it. You might be surprised. They might come back with a movie. They might come back with a PowerPoint or a Prezi, or they might come back with something completely unexpected. Good luck with it.
This podcast comes to you from the Learn IT to Teach project. The project is funded by the Government of Canada through Citizenship and Immigration Canada. Thank you for listening.